Imagine that someone who is angry with you is speaking in an angry voice right now, and you're trying to concentrate on our low-key, rational presentation of the news.
I'm saying I'll
You're a murderer!
According to research using magnetic resonance imaging, your brain will not be able to ignore that angry outburst. David Sonder is assistant professor of psychology at the University of Geneva and one of the lead authors of an article in Nature Neuroscience. And Professor Sonder, can you describe the experiment that you conducted?
Yeah, so in fact it was an experiment in which we presented to participants two voices at the same time. And the participants had only to pay attention to one voice that they heard in the left ear, but at the very same time, we presented an angry voice on the other ear that they did not have to attend to.
So you're saying that people, through one ear, they were hearing one voice, and then in the other ear, they were hearing this angry voice.
They were hearing, in fact, another voice, yes.
Another voice.
Either anger or neutral.
And what did you find?
So, in fact, what we showed is that when people pay attention to anger prosody, there is a particular part of the brain that we know is very highly involved in decoding the voice in general, that is more activated when you listen to anger voice than when you listen to neutral voice. And what is probably even more important is that we also show that the very same region, which is called the voice area, is activated whatever the attention is. That is, even if you do not have to pay attention to the voice, or even if you are paying attention to another voice, then this brain region will also be activated by angry voice.
No matter what you're trying to do, that region of the brain is going to respond to hearing. What, a phrase you used, anger prosody.
Yeah.
Does that mean angry words or a rhythm of speech? What does it mean?
It means the way you say things. So, in fact, when you speak, you can use words to express that you are very angry. But you can also say it in a what we call prosody, that is the way you say things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can recognize if someone is angry, even though you don't understand the words he's speaking.
Some people might say this is just common sense, that if you hear an angry shout in your ear, you're going to pay attention. Even if you try not to, that you won't be able to ignore that.
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, it's common sense, but what is very new is to show it at the brain level, I would say, to show the brain networks that are involved.
Well, I'm just curious, Professor Sonder, what is it that you are most curious about, having found this out about how the brain responds to this anger prosody, as you say? What's the next question on your mind?
Of course, there is an obvious question. That is, what about people that do have brain disease or do have psychological disease, for example, autism? Because autistic child are well known to have problems in communicating emotions and social problems. So maybe this part of the brain that is more activated in normal people when they process emotional expression will not be more activated in people with schizophrenia or with autism, for example. So somehow it could help us to better understand this disease.
Well, David Sonder, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much to you.
David Sonder is assistant professor of psychology at the University of Geneva, and he is one of the lead authors of the article The Voices of Wrath, Brain Responses to Angry Prosody in Meaningless Speech. It's an article in the January 23rd issue of Nature Neuroscience.